I'm here with Jan Palant, artistic conductor of the Coeur d'Alene Symphony and artistic director of the North Idaho Philharmonia, which is a collaboration with the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint and other performing arts institutions. Also joining us is Marcy Hogan, artistic orchestral manager of the North Idaho Philharmonia. Welcome both Marcy and Jan. So nice to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
Well, we want to hear all about the North Idaho Philharmonia. You have some exciting concerts coming up, a concert series. But let's start with a little bit of background on each of you. So Jan, your musical background, a bit about yourself. Time to shine.
Sure. Thank you for this great question. My background is coming from Czech Republic, from Europe. First, I was trained as the violist at the Prague Conservatory. And then when I was 17 years old, I switched to conducting and entered Prague Academy of Music, Performing Arts in Prague, Czech Republic, and started to conduct first youth orchestras in Japan, then in Czech Republic. And when I was 22, 23, I started to work with the professional, high professional orchestras and opera companies, and got opportunities to also take them abroad to Romania, to France, to countries around Europe. And eventually, when I was 27 years old, I got opportunity to move to United States to became a student at Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh, and also started to work as a conductor with professional orchestras in Pittsburgh, around Pennsylvania, and eventually started orchestra in Lexington, Kentucky, called Lexington Chamber Orchestra, that became part of the Central Kentucky community in about 2 or 3 years. It was a great, I would say my first music director position over there. Then I moved to Coeur d'Alene, and now I'm here.
Well, we're very fortunate to have you. I have one question in what you just described. You started with the viola and probably fairly soon went into conducting. What made you switch from a singular instrument into this broad picture of all instruments coming together to form something really special?
I see. I did realize that working with people, let's say chamber music making, to be creating music, great music together with other wonderful musicians was something I was looking for. And also to create a unique sound. Orchestra is an interesting genre, I would say, music genre, where all kind of music instruments are combined together, and having all these so strings, woodwinds, brasses, percussions, to combine all these instruments in one sound timbre, that it would sound like maybe choir in the church, something that I was not able to do just with one instrument while I was violist. So working as a conductor with more voices, more instruments in the ensemble was something that I was really started to be interested in early age. And basically orchestra, again, it's a very, very huge spectrum of music sounds that to combine them together as the one sounding same timbre is something that very much interested me since I was, again, like 20, 21 years old. And eventually there are also great masterworks that is for the orchestra written in the history of classical music.
I get that. You know, I think what you're describing is that once the sound of 100 instruments coming together to make one sound, I think that's called magic. I'm not sure. Musical
exactly.
Magic. Let's switch over to Marcy Hogan, artistic orchestral manager of the North Idaho Philharmonia. Just a little bit about what you do for this organization and, you know, what your interests are. How did you get here?
That's another whole story. Well, I am a violist. That's my profession, a professional violist. And I work closely with Jan to contact the musicians, basically manage the communication with the musicians. And then I assist some with the publicity and the media communications. So I'm like his right arm man, right armed woman, right? Right hand woman. So that's what I do with the orchestra. And basically it's a lot of communication. It's a lot of behind the scenes. And then also during the rehearsals and the performances, I communicate as well with them and pass on information from Jan.
Fantastic. So now let's switch over to the North Idaho Philharmonia. I'm not sure when it started, but I know that in December last year in 2021, I think it was your inaugural performance of this coming together, but there's a real special idea behind it's new, it's innovative, this North Idaho Philharmonia. It has a special approach to performances of chamber and orchestral music. Jan, why don't you tell us what is special about this? It's not just an orchestra. It brings in elements. I think that's what is special. Just tell us about that.
Sure. North Idaho Philharmonia is striving for high excellence in music making. It's a unique orchestra, I would say. We are aiming for creating unique sound. Again, we have many orchestras in the world, and to make orchestra that's sounding differently from others with beauty, beautiful, unique sound is something the Philharmonia, North Idaho Philharmonia is aiming for. Yes, as you said, it's also providing a great amount of chamber music as well. So with the smaller groups of musicians, the Philharmonia is aiming for performing great composers from the history of the classical music. A lot of great music from this genre was written for chamber music, for orchestra. And basically, it's kind of festival situation where fantastic musicians would meet once in 2 or 3 months and play these great masterpieces, also by the contemporary composers, inviting also guest artists from around the world, and aiming for providing really high quality, I would say, maybe world-class music in our wonderful community and beyond.
In some of your paperwork or your promotional writings, it says each performance is intended to create a once-in-a-lifetime musical experience. And I think that's what you kind of described.
Exactly. We are working on creating transcendental moments at the contrast stages. As you said, when the audience, when they come to concert, they experience something, let's say for 1 or 2 hours, they would get out from their own world, let's say, and be for a second or maybe longer in cosmos, in different world. And again, I always say we can listen to recordings at home. We can enjoy great music from the recordings. That's great. However, it never would imitate the same situation like from the concert stage, like when we go to the temples, to churches, all kind of, let's say, spiritual spaces where we will just kind of create our own stories while listening to music. And plus, it's a visual thing. The live concerts, we see great artists on the stage interacting with each other, and that also does affect the final and I would say.
And Marcy, do you have anything to add to that? Because you were part of the beginning of forming this North Idaho Philharmonia and keeping it together on the practical level, has that been your experience? Is that fit in with what you know as a musician too? I mean, what do you experience when you come together in such a way with this purpose? It must be very inspirational to sit next to someone else that's in the same open space.
Absolutely. I like to say it as a musician that collaboration feeds me. It feeds the musician. It feeds the soul. And it's funny when you go without it, you really, really feel it when you get with an ensemble like that. It inspires. And Jan is very unique in that the combinations of instruments that he works with, he's really creative and he's unique with the sound that he is trying to create. And he's very involved in the orchestration as well. Sometimes he has to do some different orchestration. And that it's magnificent. In December, it was like, because I'd never performed under Jan before, but the combination and just the feel on the stage was just, there was this overlaying excitement in the group. The performance, and it was beyond my expectations as far as the way it was received by the community as well.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because that was the inaugural performance of the North Idaho Philharmonia. Is that correct? It was the first time that you had a concert.
Exactly.
Right.
And the way you described it just now, Marcy, what was the reaction from the community? It was two separate concerts. I don't have the information in front of me, but what was the response, as you alluded to?
I think we had a very, very warm response from the audience. We are very grateful for that. We experienced at the inaugural concert, which was on December 17th, in my opinion, fantastic connection with all three parties, fantastic orchestra, fantastic audience, and I myself as a conductor was trying to contribute. And when all these three parties are on the same board, I do feel that we experienced really, I would say, unique response from the audience in the way that they didn't let us to go from the stage when we were over with the concert, and we are very grateful for that. And again, this was first concert, and each concert is aiming to be moving forward in the task of creativity, of creating each concert unique thing, in a task of sound, in a task of approach to the music that is seen from the audience directly at the stage. We had a great response from the audience in December, which again, nice. We are grateful.
Very nice. I'm really happy about that. One of the things when you're thinking about all the aspects coming together, how important the audience really is. And one of the questions I have as far as bringing the different musicians together, how in the world, well, you have your musical pieces that you're going to perform that may influence what kind of musicians you need, what instruments, but where did you go to find all these musicians? How did you bring them together? And then how long do you practice? How often do you get to practice before a concert?
Right. Marcy and I, we are inviting high-level musicians from North Idaho in general and eventually other places based on two things, I would say. Artistic level, we are requiring even some auditions, or let's say we are basically having some requirements artistic, and plus also we are looking for interest from the musician that are interested in being part with the orchestra for the long term, to create again this long term situation. So yes, we have, Marcy and I, we have connections in this area. Based on our several years of living in this place, wonderful place, and again, it's kind of festival situation. Festival is like a celebration, let's say, enjoyment, not only about making great music, but also having great artists connected personally. So we are like one big family, I would say, in this way.
Okay.
Marcy, did you want to say something?
Yeah. Sure. And I agree. We have a community here, a lot of artists, a lot of talented musicians, and I think it's just collaborating and making those connections to bring them all together. They're out there. It's just, you know, we're a little more spread out here. We have some rural areas, but we have a lot of good musicians. And I think that's the excitement, is that they have this opportunity. It's truly an opportunity to come together into a larger group like this and perform.
Well, thank you. So let's talk now about the upcoming concerts. They're on March 25th at 7 p.m. There's a pre-concert talk, and at 7:30 is the concert. And then on the 26th, which is a set, so there's the 25th is a Friday, the 26th is Saturday. That's at 2 p.m. And both are at the Panada, of course, our beautiful theater there. So let's tell us about the March 25th concert. What is a talk before the concert, and what pieces of music? Let's just talk about that for a minute.
Sure. The concert on March 25th starts at 7 p.m. with the pre-concert hall, where the guest artists will be introduced. This time we are inviting local fantastic pianists, Dr. Matthew Goodrich with Melody Poller. They are both professors at the Sandpoint Music Conservatory, and they are going to perform a piece by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns titled as Carnival of the Animals. It's a piece that imitates sounds, voices of all kinds of animals. It's very again, unique piece in this way, at the same time, very deep and serious music. We will start the show at 7:30. The music show itself will start at 7:30 p.m. that day with Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, one of the greatest composers in the classical music. And this is his symphony number 5, Endless Symphony, when he was, I think, 12 or 13 years old. Or it's possible he got some assistance from his father. It's a very kind of brilliant, kind of even powerful music at the same time. And then we are going to play Camille Saint-Saëns, Carnival of Animals, and the show will end with Czech composer, Czech-American composer, Antonín Dvořák, and the piece is called Czech Suite. We know Dvořák as a composer who composed this famous New World Symphony that was composed in 1893 in New York City. So I think Dvořák is very, very known to a fabulous American audience. This time we tried to also play some other piece by Dvořák that has some little bit of European elements from Czech Republic, from Poland, these traditional folk tunes that are going to be implied in this piece. It has 5 movements. It's very each movement has very diverse mood, so audience can find all kind of mood. They can feel happy, they can feel angry, they can feel sad, they can feel joy, they can feel spirituality. Everything is in this piece, I would say.
That's going to be an amazing opportunity for folks to come to the Panada. It's not often that we have the full blown experience of this kind of music. And so on Sunday at 2 p.m., it's a family concert. Tell us about that.
Yes. Saturday, 26th March of March, 2 p.m., the concert is a family concert, where we will hear again these two great artists, Dr. Goodrich and Melody Poller, performing just themselves with narrator. This will be, again, Saint-Saëns' Carnival of Animals with another great French composer, Claude Debussy. And this music will be this time very friendly, very lively, no other emotions. It will just kind of provide to the families, I would say, nice afternoon, beautiful afternoon mood of Saturday, this great music from France, played by these great artists, with some small surprises that we are going to prepare as well.
So the Saturday family concert is not the Philharmonia. It's not the whole group.
Exactly. This is one of the examples where Philharmonia is presenting chamber music. This is a smaller group of musicians with only three musicians this time. So yes, this concert on Saturday will be without full members in the orchestra. This will be chamber music. So the audience can decide whether they want to hear a full orchestra with great sound of symphony, let's say. 30 musicians, I think we will have 32 musicians on the stage. And the concert the following day on Saturday will provide more intimate type of music making.
Perfect thing for Saturday afternoon. And who wants to tell us about ticket information and how to get more information about these two amazing opportunities to lift yourself up with music?
I can give you the website to purchase the tickets. The website is sandpointconservatory.org/North Idaho Phil. That's all one word, North Idaho Phil, P-H-I-L.
Okay, and I do know that you can go to panada.org and get tickets directly from Panada.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And be able to have the opportunity to participate as an audience member with the three parts that make something special. Okay. Thank you. Anything else you want to say, Jan?
Thank you. We are excited to contribute to this wonderful city, great music, and we are very much excited to see our wonderful audience, and let's make sure that Sandpoint and the area around is becoming more and more international in the music field, which already is happening. So we are excited for these two shows, and thank you very much.
Okay, I want to thank you again, Jan Palant, music director of North Idaho Philharmonia, for bringing your musical passion and excellent background to our North Idaho area through your work with this symphony and this orchestra. And Marcy Hogan, thanks for being the backup that makes it all happen too. Our artistic orchestral manager of the North Idaho Philharmonia. Thank you both for coming. There's a concerts on March 25th and March 26th at the Panada. You can go to panada.org or go to the Music Conservatory, their website, and look on their events under North Idaho Philharmonia. You can find out all about it. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.